The Youth's Instructor, August 27, 1896. The Lost Sheep. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Jesus presented these parables to the assembled multitudes, both open sinners and professed worshipers of God, that he might impress their minds with a sense of the mercy and compassion of God for the unfortunate, and also to teach them that if they truly loved God, they would also love their fellow men, according to the commandment, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. The kingdom of God is a dispensation of divine mercy, not of rigid justice. The Jewish people had transformed that which God had given them as a blessing into a system of formal ceremonies and hard exactions, which, like a pall of death, they had drawn around themselves, shutting out the rays of the Sun of Righteousness. The work of Christ was in direct contrast. He announced his mission in Nazareth when he stood up in the synagogue to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Here the world's Redeemer presents scriptures which the rulers claimed to understand and teach the people. But in their pride and selfishness, their haughtiness and self-esteem, because of their high office and their position as a nation, they had separated themselves from God. Their ideas and interpretation of the prophecies were never of such a character as to make the fear and love of God seem a pleasant and desirable possession. If Christ had called the attention of the people to these self-conceited Pharisees and extolled their piety and learning, they would have hailed him with joy. But the kingdom of heaven as a dispensation of mercy and kindness to be practiced toward all was the very phase of religion they would not tolerate. It stirred up the worst passions of their proud hearts. But the words and works of Christ did not sustain them in their traditions and position. They saw publicans and sinners flocking to him and receiving from him words and deeds of mercy, of sympathy, and of tenderness. He was doing the very things that prophets had for long ages foretold, things that they had failed to do. The character of Christ was so pure, unselfish, and free from pride, and in such marked contrast to their exhibitions of ostentation, self-flattery, and self-exaltation, that they were mortified and chagrined. As they saw the Savior of the world giving attention to the very ones they repulsed and hated, and even treated with supreme contempt, it stirred them to such hatred and prejudice that they plotted to take his life. They saw sinners listening with rapt attention to the words that fell from his lips. His earnestness and assurances stirred the souls of the people as these teachers had never done. And as the Pharisees heard the exclamations, "Never man spake like this man," they were not aroused to investigate the matter and discover, if possible, wherein they themselves had failed where Christ succeeded. Reform was not thought essential for them, the authorized teachers of the people. In place of changing their methods of teaching and bringing true sympathy and love into their association with the people, they strongly objected to Christ's ways. With a sneer, they said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." In this charge, they meant very much. In order to shield themselves and condemn Christ, they misled the minds of the people, implying that he associated with this objectionable class because he chose their society and was in harmony with their character. They sought to impress upon the minds of the people the fact that their sanctity and piety would not permit them to condescend to any such associations. Jesus, on the contrary, who was so popular, mingled with sinners as one of them. The Savior met their reproaches with three parables recorded in the 15th chapter of Luke: the lost sheep, the lost piece of silver, and the prodigal son. Each of these parables showed God's mercy toward man and illustrated the great truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All are lost through Adam. Our only hope is a transformation of character through repentance and faith in Christ as our personal Savior. The natural excellencies that men may imagine they possess are not to be considered. Natural religion, so-called, does not weigh in the scales with God, because all have sinned and come short of his glory. Those who are wise in their own estimation must see their need of heavenly wisdom. This fact is to stand out in clear lines. Man is a lost sheep, and can never, without divine aid, recover himself or come back to the fold. There is only one who can reclaim him and restore him to holiness and divine favor: Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. But, degraded by sin as he is, blind and wretched, man may be redeemed if he will accept Christ as his personal Savior and come back to his loyalty to God.